Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about jobs and approaching a company for a job. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, how do I approach a company when I'm looking for a job? And the short answer is you either cold call them or you do some research. Let me explain. So the first thing that you should know is that you need to keep your CV in order, and that's just not happening for a lot of people. Quite a lot of developers who talk to me and show me their CV haven't actually created a CV that is presentable. They haven't really thought it through, and that's something that I cannot stress enough. It is probably the most important thing, because it is the first introduction the company is going to get to you as an individual. And in other words, that means that if that's bad, then the first introduction is going to be bad. So that's something that you put a lot of energy into first before you even start approaching people for a job. Make sure that you have a well-structured LinkedIn profile or something like that that looks nice and that clearly communicates the thing that you want to communicate. How to structure that sort of thing is a different topic. There are many people out there on the internet who can give you tips and tricks on how to do so. You can go to my profile as well if that's something that you want to have a look at. It's not by any means a perfect profile, but I have quite a lot of people who visit it, and I have gotten quite a lot of feedback on that it's a very well-structured profile. They might be pulling my leg, of course, just to get to talk to me, but there you are. So once that's out of the way and you have something that you can showcase, the second part is to figure out how you want to approach the company. Now, if you're being smart about this sort of thing, I suggest that you don't just cold call, or you don't just send a blind message saying that, hey, you're looking for a job. You should take the time to at the very least research who is in charge. So I'm not saying that that's necessarily research. I'm saying that if you spend just the slightest amount of time having a look at if they have job postings or something like that, that's one thing. But I'm just going to assume here, because of the questions for formalization, that we're talking about a company that may not have a job posting. Because if there is a job posting, then they probably have a preferred contact method, which should be stated on the job posting. And then you simply send your resume and a little personal letter explaining why you want to work for them or something like that to that contact information. But if that's not the case, go out on social media, and if they have a corporate website, that's also very good. Try to figure out the hierarchy in the company. Now, that's usually easiest done, once again, through LinkedIn or through a corporate website. Try to get a hold of the person who is either in charge of HR, or ideally the person who is in charge of engineering. If you can get a hold of any of these two people so that you know who they are, there you have someone who actually has the influence to make decisions. Because if you're just blindly sending the CV or the email to someone within the company, it's likely going to be lost in translation, or you might not actually get a hold of the person that you need to talk to in order to get the job. Because some people have the authority to make these sorts of decisions and some people don't. So once that's out of the way, so you know who to contact, now you come to the question of, should you cold call or should you do some research or do some prep work? Now, I've had success with both of these, and as for the cold calling, it's very simple. You simply send a message to this person stating who you are, that you're looking for a job, you're wondering if they're interested, and then you send their details. Now, you should be aware of that it's quite common that people don't reply. And don't take that personal. Run your job application strategy as a business here, guys. And the business strategy to running any successful company is the law of averages. And the law of averages states that if you do something for long enough, you're going to get a sale. if you're just, and that's what you're going for quantity. Because if you send a single job application to one company, if you've never done this before, you might be stressing yourself out over that they don't get back to you. And all I can say is that people are in general terms busy. Now they might be ignoring you, but don't mentally make the mistake of thinking that that's the case immediately. Start by sending out a CV, and you send out more than one CV to more than a few companies, the more the better. And then you have a reminder process. Now what I like to do, and I highly suggest that you do that as well, create an Excel sheet with just a bunch of rows that states out all the companies that you have contacted, the person that you have contacted, and the status of what you have done. In other words, where are you in the process of talking to this person? And then you simply have a two-day strategy where if you haven't heard back from them in a day or 2 days, something like that, you send a reminder email, just very friendly, saying that, oh, I hope you got my message, etc., etc. And you continue this process either until you've reminded them more than a few times, where it, depending on who you're talking to and depending on what time of year it is, they might be on vacation, stuff like that. But at some point, you probably should just stop harassing them. But hopefully, most of them are going to get back to you after a reminder or two or something like that. And that strategy, guys, is pretty much how you run a business as a sales representative. And you should approach this the same way, because you are selling a commodity and the commodity is you. So just approach it in the same way. Don't take it personal. Like, don't get personal about this. Emotionally distance yourself from the process of acquiring a job, and you will have more success than if you get really sensitive about the whole thing. The other part that you can do, which is also a very good strategy, is to do some prep work to kind of fertilize the ground, if that makes sense. And what you do in that scenario is that you have a look once again on social media, and you try to figure out if there are any blog posts or any type of communication, external communication from the company's perspective, where they might have posted some stuff, or they may have people working in the company who has posted some stuff that are relevant to engineering and things like that. Well, then start a few small dialogues with them. You can comment on some stuff, or you can just try to post some stuff in yourself that is related to what they're posting or things like that. And you know that you have gotten a little bit of traction when you have just a few words traded between you and the people that you're actually interested in talking to. Now, this is a more long-term strategy, and it might actually delay the process of you figuring out if they're hiring people, but it also helps because now you've made an introduction. You're not just some person contacting them from nowhere. You're this guy or girl who they were talking just a few days ago or a week ago on social media, and now you can actually open with that when you send them a message. Oh, hey, do you remember me? I was talking to you about this thing, and then I realized that, wow, you might be looking for people, and since we had such a good connection, or since you seem to be a very interesting company, I would love to have a discussion with you to see if there are any openings within your company. Now you've actually, it's very similar to having someone introduce you in the business world. It's just that you did it yourself. Very organic. It feels often very organic to the people who are on the other side of things. So what I want you to take away from this is that the way to approach a company is, number one, make sure that your CV is in order. The CV is the most important thing that you can have when you're approaching people for a job, because it's your introduction. It's the thing that they are going to look at, and most companies will stop at the CV. If that's not in order, you're never going to hear from them again. Second thing that you can do is to do some slight research before you contact people on the company side. Take a look at the corporate website or social media and figure out who is in HR, who is in engineering or a manager within engineering. Try to get as close as possible to the person who's making decisions, because if you talk to other people, it's less likely that you're going to get to the person that you need to talk to. And once you have that person on the the contact information, you have one or two choices. Either cold call them just immediately, or you go for some prep work. If you cold call them, just make sure that you remind them a few times, because people are busy and they may not get back to you immediately. And if you want to do some prep work, try to figure out if they have a social media profile or a corporate type of communication channel where you can add some comments and maybe get a very small little discussion going with some of the people that you might be dealing with and take the conversation from there. And these tips are pretty much, at least from my experience, some of the best approach to getting a job in a company where they may not have a job posting. Have a great day.